Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Sama, Chulin 68, pagination is 119. We'll start on the bottom of the facing page, three lines up at the end of the line. Omar Lekesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was a leading sage of the Jewish people in the post-destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash era. He was a colleague of Rabban Gamliel. He is the famous Rabbi Yehoshua, whom we have interactions with Rabban Gamliel in very high-profile stories. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is mentioned in the Mishnah in Avos with great praise, and he was a tremendous scholar in all areas, including ways that he interacted with the government and knew their types of wisdoms and topics, the sign language that they were into, etc. He was knowledgeable in all that, and he was the person put up when there was a specific debate or interaction that was needed. So the Caesar said to him, "Bo'ina de'ichse le'elokichu, I would like to see your God." So on a deeper level, it's not just that he wants to see God. He wants to understand God. He wants to be able to quantify it and be in control of this. We have the day that the Greeks had the Jews translate Torah into Greek is considered for us a fast day. It's rolled into Asara Beteves as one of the reasons that we fast, because they weren't translating into Greek so that everybody can study Torah. It wasn't an old age art scroll. They wanted it translated into Greek so that they could quantify it, put it on the shelf, and put it next to their novels and their everythings. They wanted to have it in their control. We, in fact, have the concept of a yarmulke, which is a contraction, yore me elokai, the head covering that a man wears, a kippah. That covering is described as fearing heaven. So simply people say, because you have something above you to remind you that there's something above you. But on a deeper level, there's a cap on our intelligence, and we recognize that we are man and Hashem is God, and it's not the same thing. In Avodah Zarah, it's the other way around. Avodah Zarah is subservient to mankind. Mankind figures out ways to coerce the gods to do what they want. So the Caesar wants to see God. Amar lei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, L'matzis chazisle, you can't. Amar lei, Ivra chazinole, no, indeed, I do, I want. Okay. Azal ukme lahade yomba betkufas tamuz. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya took the Caesar in the heat of the summer. Amalei yistakobei, and said, look at the sun. Amalei lamatzina, I can't. Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said to him, yoma, the power of daylight, sun, dechad meshamshei, dekaimi kamei dekodsha barichu, that's only one of the servants in front of Hashem. He's not even the servant. He's one of the servants. Amrit lamatzina liistak layabei, I can't see. Shechina lakol shekein, the Shechina itself, certainly you can't see. And indeed, the word that we have for the sun is shemesh. It's a shamash. It's a servant of Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, you can't even look at the sun. How are you possibly going to think to be able to look at Hashem himself? A second story. Amalei Kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua, Bo'ina d'itzavis le'namo, I want to give God a meal. Lelekichu, to your God. Now, it's important to appreciate that there is a concept of a karban. I want to bring an offering. I want to be dedicated. I want to give a gift. And Hashem accommodates that human need. There's such a thing as karbanos. There's such a thing as donations to a shul, to a yeshiva, to poor people, all in the name of Hashem. And such things exist. What the Caesar wants to do, though, again, coming from the mind frame of Avodah Zarah, is he's going to give a meal to God, and now he can pride himself, I fed the Jewish God. In other words, whenever you give something, are you giving out of generosity and reverence and respect, or are you giving to control? And we have this in all kinds of relationships. This plays itself out. When a person gives charity, for example, makes you feel good, makes you feel in control, or you recognize that this is a human being. It's a Tzelem Elokim, image of God. There's a soul here. The person's downtrodden. Anyone can be downtrodden. In halacha, the expression is galgal achozer. It's a circle that sometimes you're on the top, sometimes you're on the bottom. Ki lo yechtal ev yom mikerev ha'aretz. There's always going to be poverty. It gives you the ability to give. It gives the other person sustenance. You're acting in a godly way. These are high concepts. But if it's done in a controlling way, he's going to pride himself. I fed the Jewish God. It's all under control. I got the Bible on my library shelf, and I fed the Jewish God. Omalei, Rabbi Yeshua responds, Lo motzis, you can't. Amai, why? Nefishi chilvosei. Hashem owns the whole place. There's nothing you can give him. He doesn't need your stuff. He has a lot of workers. Amale, Ivra, no, indeed, I want to be able to feed him. Amale, so he told him, okay, poked savis legida de revisa de revicha alma. Go to the banks of this specific river. There's a lot of space there, and you could prepare your meal that you're going to feed God. Torach shita yarche kaita. So he worked on it the 6 months of the summer. Asazika, a wind came, kanshe leyama, and swept the whole thing into the sea. Tarach shita yarches desisva. So then he worked 6 months during the winter to try again. Asamitra tavi biyama, and the rain came, and it drowned it in the sea. Amale mai hai, so the Caesar says, I see it's not working. What's going on? Amale, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya says, Hani kinose zluchai de asuk kamei. These are like the sweepers and the sprinklers that work in front of Hashem. In their time, they had dirt floors, and it was common to do a little sprinkling of water to keep the dirt down, to solidify it. It should be compact. So there was the blowing, the sweeping, and the sprinkling, and that's what kept things in order. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya says, you got to look at Hashem as the owner of the world, and this is his world. This is his front courtyard you set up. So it never made it to Hashem because the sweepers and the sprinklers, they came and swept everything away. It was in their way. They cleaned it up. They got rid of it. So the Caesar realized I can't do it. Okay. Let's look at Ahmed Bey's. And we have another perspective which is revealing in our relationship with Hashem. There's an expression, other religions are man-made to understand God. Judaism is God-made to understand man. And that's a pivotal difference over here. As we'll see that Hashem, in order to give the human being emotional permission to do tshuva, to apologize, to say, I'm sorry, he actually staged an event that otherwise doesn't really make too much sense to us, but One pshat is Hashem simply staged it in order to teach us a lesson. On the fourth line of Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Rami. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi asked the following question. Ksiv, it says in the Psukim, Vayas alukim eshnei amar oros hagidolim, Hashem made the two great luminaries. Uksiv es amor agadol es amor akatan. There's a big one and a small one. What happened? If it was two big ones, how did one become big and one small? Amra yareach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon came in front of Hashem and said, Ribono shel Olam, master of the universe, how could it be that two kings are working with the same crown, that you have a big luminary of the sun and a big luminary of the moon? And of course, the two differences, one is the size and one is that the moon is just reflecting as opposed to the sun that's generating its own light. But in its original form, the moon was the same. And he says, how can it be that we're the same? Amalah, so Hashem said to the moon, L'chi umati yasatzmech, okay, make yourself smaller, in eichus and in kamus, in quality and quantity. Amra lefanov, so the moon said, Ribono shel Olam, hoyel v'amarti lefenecha davar hagun, amit esatzmi, I said something logical, I have to make myself small. Amalah, so Hashem said, L'chi umesho bayom v'alayla, okay, so you can have day and night. Amralei, Mayrubu say, Deshraga betiya ramayahani. What's so great about during the day? During the day, it's light. People can't see me. Amalah, so Hashem continued and says that Klal Yisrael is going to work with their days and years. Their calendar is going to be based on the moon. Chazya deloka meisva daita. Hashem saw that the moon was not calmed down. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Haviu kapara alai. You have to atone for me. Shemiatzi es hayareach, that I made the moon small. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, this is what Rish Lakish taught. Manishtanasar shal Rosh Chodesh. What's unique about the animal that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, the first of the new month, that it says, La Hashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Sozeye kapara alai. This animal is an atonement on me, relationship to the new moon, relationship to the moon, Shemiyatzi Asayarech, because I made him small. So Matasyo Solomon said, I mean, there could be many insights here, but he said, on a simple level, Hashem staged this, because the moon doesn't have free choice and doesn't have a Yetzer Haran, a Yetzer Tov. Hashem staged this conversation, because he wanted to teach certain lessons, among them that if you do something wrong, you apologize, you try to appease whoever it is that you wronged, and that permission is what all of Torah is about, to stage towards success of the human being. Again, we have the stories of the Caesar who's trying to gain control even of God. Paro is Hine Omed Al Yaor. They worship the river, and Paro envisions himself above the river. And then we have the different perspective of what Torah is all about. It's about guiding us, teaching us good behavior, and Hashem is even willing to make it look as if it's reflecting badly on him, as if he made a mistake. He stages this whole thing in order to open the door to us to be comfortable for tshuva, zeman kapara l'chol dotosam, Rosh Chodesh, as a lesson for tshuva. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.